Christians in Belarus are under pressure, but they're vital to helping Chernobyl victims. An evangelist blows the doors open for global outreach via technology, and scarcity creates an opportunity for global outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been 20 years since the nuclear disaster in Ukraine struck havoc throughout the former Soviet Union. Global aid networker GAIN USA has been helping in orphanages and hospitals in Belarus for the last 12 years, a country where 60% of the fallout fell. GAIN's Dwayne Zook was invited to commemorate the anniversary in Belarus. He says the end goal isn't just to help physically.
What we've been doing is working real closely also with the churches there to help them open up doors in communities to extend the love of God in both word and deed.
Despite the recent political changes, GAIN USA will continue working there.
There is pressure on the church, and yet even in my recent trip, the requests continue to pour in of continue to bring Americans, continue to bring the aid, continue to work in our country.
GAIN needs oncologists and cardiologists to help them in their outreach. Go to our website for details. Next, evangelist Sammy Tippett is launching a new part of ministry aimed at the technologically savvy. Beginning this week, he's offering a live webcast and podcast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesday's broadcast will be an exciting discussion on spiritual renewal. Wednesday's topic covers family life. It's a means to reach out to busy people globally who might not be able to otherwise join the community of believers. For details, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. International AIDS Miles Fish says their lab in a suitcase is a unique medical missions. It's a portable, compact, inexpensive lab kit. It provides 85% of the basic diagnostic work of the most common diseases. This may come in handy in field work with avian flu menacing several countries.
We know that the population that we work with out in the developing world, it will probably be the people who are the most susceptible to the avian flu if and when it strikes. I'm referring to people that either have HIV or malaria or tuberculosis, or they have reduced resistance to avian flu, could very well be the people that are the most susceptible to it.
There are thousands of Christian hospitals worldwide, and many lack diagnostic equipment. That means less time for ministry. Fish explains.
Our preference is to work through local Christian hospitals and Christian doctors. That enables them to have the tools that they need to provide for the healthcare needs, while at the same time developing the relationship that's necessary for them to share their faith in Christ.
Meanwhile, safe drinking water is an underappreciated commodity in the developed world. It also serves as the framework for Life Water International's mission.
There are a billion people without safe water, and that they can have an effect by just simply giving up one little thing, understanding their own poverty a bit, and then identifying with the poverty of the world.
That's Life Water's Dan Stevens. He says the recent Significant Sacrifice Project during the Lenten season taught many about fasting with a purpose.
Safe water is the first step for community development, for some kind of well-being within a community, and it's transformational in terms of health and well-being. And as people understand that, and then they come together around that as a community, we also then talk about the power and transformation of Jesus Christ.
Churches involved with the campaign raised an average of $1,500 each, which goes directly into ministry. And ministry is building in India. Audio Scripture Ministries continues their partnership with the World Cassette Outreach. WCO plans the distribution of several thousand digital scripture story players in cooperation with yet another ministry. This additional tool will further the ability to share the gospel throughout the country. Many who can't read are listening and responding to the newly placed scripture recordings. Pray for these new believers who face challenges about their faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.